coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. It's Fort Recovery Volleyball time. Fort Recovery and Arcanum playing in volleyball action here this evening from the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's the opening match of the year for Arcanum. And Fort Recovery's already 1-0 as they whipped Twin Valley South the other night at West Alexandria 3-0. So Indians are 1-0. And Twin Valley South, or I should say Arcanum, tonight's opponent is 0-0 coming in here for their first time tonight. We'll be back with the start of the match in just a moment, right after we pause for this. Good evening to you. Glad to have you listening in to Fort Recovery Volleyball.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a selection of breast pumps, including the reliable Medela brand, and our team of specialists provide moms with useful tips for operation. Most health plans now cover breast pumps at 100%, and we will bill your insurance company and handle all the paperwork. From vaccines, compression stockings, breast pumps, baby care items, stop and explore what Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Bernie in Union City, Indiana, can provide you during and after your pregnancy. Mark, caring for you and about you.
Ta-da! It is safety man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the mornings and evenings. The crops are tall, and remember, it is hard to see around them intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, safety man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road, walking, running, biking, driving, remember, it is hard for others to see you. Give them plenty of room and always wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Arcanum in high school volleyball this evening. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland, and all of Dr. Banta's staff. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. First of all, we want to pass along condolences to Barb Saltbein, former athletic director here at Fort Recovery. Her father, Bob Clark, passed away last Sunday, I believe it was. The funeral was today, and certainly our deepest sympathy goes out to the Clark family. And again, Barb Saltbein, AD here for a long time at Fort Recovery. I know it was a big loss for the family, and Bob was very active up until his last day, and he will be truly missed. And of course, his son, Russell Clark, works here in Fort Recovery at Hall Brothers Incorporated in the service department there as well. A lot of you know Rusty or Russell. Here we go. Arcanum won the toss, so they'll be serving first. And there's a smash by Carly Stone. Did not get the kill. Arcanum free balls it back. Alexis Bupp will pass up to the front. Here's the hit over by Carly Stone on a soft smash. The hit back by Arcanum is out of bounds. Hitting that one was Gracie Garneau, but it went out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point, and the Lady Indians lead 1-0, and it's side out Fort Recovery. Going back to serve is Maddie Rammel. Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight rather easily, 25-13, 25-17. Fort Recovery's junior varsity, under the guidance of Travis Guggenbiller, they are 2-0 on the year. And here's the first serve, and it is an ace serve right on the line by Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel. It's a way to start the serving. I thought for a moment there it might go out of bounds, but did not. Here's the next serve, and that one is out of bounds. She tried to place it up close to the net and got it too close to the sideline, and it went out of bounds. Service there. Side out, Arcanum. Rob Weaver here on WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Carly Stone on a smash. Arcanum plays it. They're going to call a double hit. Double hit called on Arcanum, Sadie Sink. Fort Recovery starters tonight, Alexis Bupp, along with Brooke Garkey, Kaya Wendell, also Maddie Rammel, Cassie Martin, Kelsey Judy, and Carly Stone. Those were the seven, with Kaya Wendell being the libero. And there's Arcanum hitting it out of bounds. That makes it 4-0. Carly Stone, by the way, is now serving for Fort Recovery. She's a good server. Another good serve there. Here's the hit into the net and not over to Fort Recovery. Point Fort Recovery. It makes it 5-1. Big start here for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve by Carly Stone, and it's another service point as Arcanum dug that out on the back line, but it went straight up in the air and hit the basketball goal and came back down on the floor, and it's Fort Recovery's point. Timeout, Arcanum. They want to talk things over as they trail 6-1 already. We'll be back in just a moment. We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Again, Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. Neil Spencer producing for FortRecoveryRadio.com. On our AM station tonight, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM, you can hear the Cubs and the Reds on the radio on our AM station. So if you're a Reds fan, you've tuned in for the game. It's at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. And there's another point for Fort Recovery as Arcanum fails to return a good serve by Carly Stone. It's now 7-1. Carly will serve again. Jump serve is a net serve, and there's an ace as Arcanum cannot get to it. Camille Pohl made an effort but couldn't get there and went off of her fist as she was diving towards the sideline, and that's an ace serve for Carly Stone. Carly will serve again. Dug out by the back line for Arcanum. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone digs it out. Passing to Maddie Rammel. Here's the smash. That's by Paige Judy, who's in the lineup now. Arcanum plays it back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell passing to Maddie Rammel. The smash by Paige Judy. And they're going to say point Arcanum. Not sure whether that got blocked or whether Paige Judy hit that into the net. But anyway, it's point Arcanum. Side out Arcanum. And it's 8-2. Here's the next serve for Arcanum. And Cassie Martin gets a kill and quickly gets the serve back. So Cassie Martin with the first kill of the evening for Fort Recovery. Most of Fort Recovery's points have been the ineptness of Arcanum trying to return the ball across the net. They've had several failures there. There's a nice hit by Arcanum, and there's a kill for Arcanum. Their first kill of the night, as Audrey Heiser gets the kill there. Good job, Audrey. And Fort Recovery now leads 9-3. Side out Arcanum, going back to serve now is Gracie Garno, a sophomore. Pretty young Arcanum team, only 3 seniors on the team. Same way, really, with Fort Recovery. There's a smash by Olivia Patch, and Patch, who's just in the lineup, gets a kill. And it's a point Fort Recovery. 10-3 now. Now going back to serve will be Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy. And the dig and a hit back over to Fort Recovery, Kelsey Judy. Here's a smash by Maddie Ramble. Arcanum plays it. The hit back over to Fort Recovery to Carly Stone. There's a smash by Paige Judy. So that makes it 11-3 and give another service point to Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy. And there's an ace serve. So it's now 12-3. Next serve comes for Kelsey Judy. Good again. Excellent serving this year so far for Fort Recovery. And Arcanum hits it into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery was also waiting there to block that one just in case, but it didn't get over the net. Give another service point to Kelsey Judy. And this one is right on the line. Ace serve for Kelsey. Right on the back line. It's now 13-3. Again, Arcanum's first match of the year. Tough way for them to open up with a tough team like Fort Recovery. Now serving Kelsey Judy again. It's dug out to the net. Over to Fort Recovery. Maddie Ramo will set. There's a smash by Brooke Yarkey. Arcanum back to Fort Recovery. Back to Arcanum. And Arcanum free balls it out of bounds. Sadie Sink tried to free ball it over and hit it out of bounds on the sideline. Another service point for Kelsey Judy. It's now 15-3. There's the serve dug out by Arcanum, but nobody's there to take the pass. Gracie Garneau got it dug out, but hit it towards the net, and there was nobody there to play it. Another service point for Kelsey Judy. There's the dig by Arcanum. The smash back over. And it's in for a kill for Arcanum. I believe that was Audrey Heiser again. So it's 16-4. And here's a kill for Arcanum. They were able to get it across the net. Next serve by Arcanum. It's back to Fort Recovery's back line, up to the front. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery's Brooke Yarkey. I'm Rob Weaver with Eric Catterly. Now serving is Alexis Bupp. Good serve by Alexis. Arcanum back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the pass to the net. The smash by Brooke Yarkey. Another kill. Brooke Yarkey with her second kill of the first set. And it's now 18-5. Fort Recovery making quick work of this match so far. Of course, we play the best of five in high school volleyball. Another serve here for Alexis Bupp. Dug out. Here's the smash. A block. We're going to call point. They're going to call four hits. They're not going to call that a block. They're going to call that into the net and back out. So four hits called on Arcanum. I actually think that was a block myself. But regardless, it's a point for Fort Recovery. Alexis Buffin, another good serve. Here's the pass to the net. The smash played nicely there by Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery. I'm sorry I missed who that was. So Fort Recovery is now leading 20-5. Alexis Bupp serving again. One thing about volleyball, you look away for a second, you might miss something, and that's out by Alexis Bupp. Just barely, almost caught the corner, but didn't quite do so. So point Arcanum, side out Arcanum. It's now 20-6, Fort Recovery leading. Now serving for the Lady Trojans is Audrey Heiser. Good serve, dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Here's the smash by Carly Stone. She gets the kill. Carly with a wicked kill.
That's her first axle, first kill of the evening. Unless she got that one a moment ago, which I missed. Kaya Wendell will go back to serve now. And Kaya's service error, can you believe that? Yep, she hit it out of bounds, right down the sideline. Well, that's a rarity for her.
She is the libero for Fort Recovery. Now serving for our Canhams, Ellen Siculin. She is a senior. And Carly Stone hits it over to Arcanum, the pass and the set. Here's the smash by Arcanum's Gracie Garneau. Freeballing it over is Cassie Martin for Fort Recovery. Here's the hit back over for Arcanum, and they get a kill from from Camille Pohl. And it makes it 21-8. Fort Recovery leads still by a bunch. Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Glad to have you with us. Our next match will be next Tuesday. Jay County hosting Fort Recovery next Tuesday. We'll have that for you on the radio. Here's the dink over by Arcanum after Fort Recovery made the return. Now here's the dink by Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets the kill. Olivia Patch comes in, and leaving is Kelsey Judy. 22-8 now, the score. Fort Recovery will have serving now. Maddie Ramble? Yep, Maddie Ramble back to serve now. Her second service stint of this set. It's a good serve. Here's the set for Arcanum and the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell digs it out. Passing to the front. Here's a smash by Olivia Patch. Arcanum sets again. The hit. Stone to Maddie Ramble. Back to Stone. Stone on the smash. Arcanum plays it pretty well. The hit back over is in the net. Point Fort Recovery. I will say this for Arcanum. I've seen more life from them here now. But it's probably too late in this first set. It's 23-8 Fort Recovery in the lead. Carly or Maddie Ramble serves again. Here's a smash and maybe a block. Point Fort Recovery. I think they ruled that one a block, and timeout Arcanum. As it is 24-8, Fort Recovery in the lead. We'll return in just a moment.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on the FM dial. I will remind you that if you've tuned in for the Reds game tonight, that is being heard right now on our AM station at 1440 AM and also at our low-power FM 105.3. So you can hear the Reds right now in their pregame show. Game will start, I think, about 7:10. And a service error for Maddie Ramble, so the timeout for Arcanum pays off. Makes it 24-9, side out Arcanum, and now serving is Camille Pohl. Pohl will serve, and it's dug out by Kyle Wendell. The set by Ramble, the smash by Cassie Martin. There's the kill, and that's the end of that set, 25-9. 25-9, Fort Recovery comes away with a first set win, leading 1-9, and we'll be back with the second set coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ta-da! The year is half over, and are you meeting your New Year's resolutions?
No.
If not, do not give up. Was your goal to shed a few extra pounds?
Yes.
If so...
So?
Try to incorporate some turkey meat into your diet.
Oh!
Turkey is high in protein and low in calories.
Cool!
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio wishes you the best in meeting your goals, and eat more Cooper smoked turkey from the Wayne Street Market.
Yum, yum!
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, the Indians win the first set 25-9. Again, they won the JV match 25-13 and 25-17. Just some of the highlights in that first set. We had Carly Stone with 2-4-5 service points, including one ace and one kill. That one kill is kind of down for Carly, but as I said earlier, Arcanum failed to return several times, which gave Fort Recovery points without having to come up with an offensive kill. Kelsey Judy had a nice service in the first set with 6 service points, including 2 aces. Cassie Martin had a couple of kills. Maddie Rammel had 2 service points, including an ace and 1 kill. Brooke Garkey had a couple of kills, and Alexis Bupp had 4 service points. So that's some of the unofficial stats. Olivia Patch also had a kill as well as a sophomore coming off the bench. So Fort Recovery will get to serve first this time. A little delay here for some reason. I don't know what the scoop is. Chelsea Colleague is the coach of Fort Recovery. Former Kelsey Rogers, of course. She was married between last year and this year. Kyle Wendell serving first. Good serve. And the hit over by Arcanum. It's out of bounds. So give Kyle Wendell a service point. And that is her first one of the night. That's because she had a rare service error on her first serve tonight. And there's an ace serve for Kaya. Well, I tell you, she gets on a roll. She gets on a roll. She can really, once again, get going. There's the good serve again, dug out by Arcanum, and got the kill. I think that was outside hitter Camille Pohl with the kill. So side out Arcanum. There's the set for Fort Recovery on the return, and Cassie Martin gives it right back to him. Kill for Cassie Martin. 3-1, Fort Recovery jumps out to a lead here, and now here's Maddie Rammel serving. It's a good serve, dug out by Arcanum by Gracie Garneau. Here's the smash by Arcanum, back to Fort Recovery, back over to Arcanum. Another hit, and a battle at the net, and getting the kill for Arcanum was Camille Pohl. She has 3 kills on the night, and it's 3-2, Arcanum back to within a point. And Pohl will serve for Arcanum. So that stops the Kyle Wendell service. Maddie Rammel will have a hitting error. Called for a double hit there. I think she just kind of looked like she just kind of lost her timing on that. Cost her a point.
There's Cassie Martin dinking it over. Set for a cannon. The middle hitter smash. And a block by Cassie Martin. Give Martin the block on that one. Now here's Carly Stone going back to serve. Carly, one of the seniors on this volleyball team, along with Kelsey Judy, Kaya Wendell, and Alexis Buck. Arcana hits it back over and got the kill where nobody was. That was Jenna Haney with the kill for Arcana. And Jenna will go back to serve now for Arcana, and that ties it up at 4-4. So this match, this set so far, is a lot different than the first set where Fort Recovery totally dominated. There's a smash and a kill by Paige Judy. Paige Judy gets the kill to make it 5-4. Once again, you're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have you all listening in wherever you're listening tonight. And a service error for Fort Recovery's Anna Kanapke. Point, Arcana. Had a few more errors tonight than what we had the other night against Twin Valley South. Olivia Patch dinks it over. Arcana plays it. Free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Waiting at the net is Brooke Garkey, and she gets the kill. That's Brooke's third kill of the evening. Coming in for Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp. Leaving will be Maddie Rammel. And going back to serve, looks like it's going to be Kelsey Judy. Yes. Kelsey had a very nice service record in the first set with 6 service points. Kelsey will serve again. Good serve. And Arcana tries to free ball it over but can't get it done. Service point for Kelsey Judy. That gives her 7 on the night. Again, our next Fort Recovery volleyball broadcast is next Tuesday. Fort Recovery and Jay County at Jay County. Ace serve for Kelsey Judy there. 8 service points now for her tonight. And we're just starting this second set. She's had quite a night. Good serve again. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery plays it. The set. Smash by Paige Fortkamp. And Paige gets the kill. Nice hit by Paige Fortkamp. Arcana made a valiant effort to try to save that, but could not get to it. Give Kelsey Judy another service point, and she will serve again. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net by Arcanum. They have to free ball it over. The set and the smash by Fortkamp, and Fortkamp gets another kill. Give the assist to Kelsey Judy. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. And it's 9-5 now, Fort Recovery leading here by 4 points. Kelsey Judy will continue her serve. Here's the hit back to by Arcana to Kelsey Judy. Fortkamp passing to Paige Judy, and Paige on a smash and gets the kill. Paige Judy with her 2nd kill of the evening. You're listening to Fort Recovery Volleyball here on WPGW-FM, 100.9 on your FM dial. Fort Recovery and Arcanum battling tonight, the Arcanum Trojans. Here we go with Kelsey Judy's serve again. It's dug out by Arcanum. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Judy to Kelsey Judy. Back to Paige. Paige on the smash and got the kill. Arcanum couldn't return it. 12-5 now. Kelsey Judy will serve again. There's the dig, the smash, and it's out of bounds. Another service point for Kelsey Judy is hitting that out of bounds was Camille Pohl, and now all of a sudden it's 13-5. Fort Recovery pulling away here in the second set. Kelsey Judy serving and got an ace serve. Off the hands there, I think, of Sadie Sink.
So ace serve for Kelsey. That's her fourth ace of the evening. She has just piled up the points like you wouldn't believe. Another serve for Kelsey. There's the pass and the hit. It's out of bounds. Audrey Heiser from her outside hitting position hit it out of bounds. And another service point for Kelsey Judy. We'll be back. Timeout. Arcanum will return. Indians leading here 15-5.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Well, while we were away, Paige Judy gets another kill and another service point for Kelsey Judy. My, oh, my. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 service points already for her tonight, Kelsey Judy. Another good serve. Fort Recovery will smash with Paige Judy. That time it's played back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Here's the hit by Paige Fortkamp. Arcanum free balls it over. Pass to the net. Kelsey Judy sets for Paige Judy, and it's another kill. Paige Judy is on a roll. 5 kills now. I think they've all come in this set for Paige Judy. Lady Indians lead by 12. You're listening here to Fort Recovery Volleyball tonight. Lady Indians crushing Arcanum at the moment. And there is a service error for Kelsey Judy. Well, even Babe Ruth struck out once in a while. Kelsey Judy was almost invincible tonight, but had a service error there. Good serve by Arcanum, a side out Arcanum. Here's Paige Fortkamp on the smash, and Arcanum fails to return. Now. A good friend, John Schock, is one of the officials here for the match tonight. John from Geneva. Does a lot of officiating over here in Ohio, including Fort Recovery basketball and volleyball. And that's on the line, an ace serve for Alexis Bupp. That's her fifth service point of the evening. 19-6. When you're getting a lot of service points racked up, the offense is doing their thing. And there's a service error by Alexis. Hits it out of bounds. Over the end line. Now serving for Arcanum is Macy Hartman. The libero. Good serve. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey. Now the dink back over. Garkey blocks it. And Arcanum can't return it. I'm going to go ahead and give Brooke Garkey a block on that. 20-7. And now Kaya Wendler goes back to serve. Good serve. I wouldn't be surprised if Kaya runs the table here and closes this match out, or this set out, I should say. Good serve again. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendler will pass. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Jumps in the air and tries to smash it at the same time and mistimed her jump and hits it into the net. It's a side out to Arcanum. Going back to serve now is Gracie Garneau. Pass to the net. Smash by Carly Stone. And a kill by Carly right down the line. And for Carly, that's uncharacteristically only 2 kills for her.
Kelsey Judy goes out. Olivia Patch comes in. Here's Maddie Rammel. Good serve. And the libero for Arcana, Macy Hartman, did not have a very good hit there and didn't get the pass to one of her teammates. I'm just going to go ahead and call that an ace for Maddie Rammel. Maddie will serve again. Good serve. Here's a hit back to Kyle Wendell, who digs it out, passing to Maddie Rammel. Carly Stone on a dink, and Arcanum's there waiting on the block, and Jenna Haney gets the block on the play. Side out Arcanum, makes it 22-9. And Camille Pohl, a sophomore, nice-looking sophomore, will go back to serve. Good serve. Smashed by Olivia Patch. Olivia gets the kill. Two kills for Olivia tonight. 23-9 now. Paige Judy comes back in, and Alexis Bupp will go out for Fort Recovery. Carly Stone will now serve. Jump serve is a good one, and can't be played by Arcana. Carly Stone with an ace serve. That's her second ace this evening. And Carly will go back to serve again. Set point here, 24-9. Good set by Arcanum, the smash. Carly Stone digs it out. Beautiful diving dig to Cassie Martin, who hits it over. And Arcanum in the net on the hit, and that ends the set. 25-9, the same identical score as the first one. And give Carly Stone another service point there. We've completed two sets. It's 2-0. Lady Indians are in the lead by a bunch here, easily handling Arcanum tonight. Again, we will be bringing you the Jay County match next Tuesday from Jay County High School. And then St. John's is here for the first conference match that we can broadcast anyway. I don't think there's one in between there. And that will be on Thursday night of next week right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse against Delphus St. John's. We'll return with the third and final set in just a moment. Lady Indians winning 25-9, 25-9 so far tonight.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne Street Markets. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and Jojo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with Jojo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a selection of breast pumps, including the reliable Medela brand, and our team of specialists provide moms with useful tips for operation. Most health plans now cover breast pumps at 100%, and we will bill your insurance company and handle all the paperwork. From vaccines, compression stockings, breast pumps, baby care items, stop and explore what Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Burning Union City, Indiana, can provide you during and after your pregnancy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ta-da, it is safety, man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the mornings and evenings. The crops are tall, and remember, it is hard to see around them intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, safety man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road, walking, running, biking, driving, remember, it is hard for others to see you. Give them plenty of room and always wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Go with probably the third and final set the way this match has gone. Fort Recovery, complete domination, and there is a kill for Fort Recovery. And I apologize, I missed who that was again. But it's 1-0 Lady Indians in the lead. Arcanum had the serve there, so side out Fort Recovery, and Maddie Rammel goes back
the serve. I'm thinking that might have been Maddie with that kill. Maddie Randall will serve. Good serve right down the line. And Arcanum hits it out of bounds. Go ahead and give Maddie an ace on that. That's her third ace this evening. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Arcanum. The pass and free balling it over is Audrey Heiser. Here's the set for Carly Stone, and she gets the kill and give Maddie Rammel the assist. Carly Stone, a wicked kill there. Carly's going to be having a great year this year as a senior. Here's Maddie Rammel serving again. It's a good serve, a battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will pass to the net to Rammel. Rammel will set for Cassie Martin. Martin on the smash. Arcanum plays it, and they get the kill. 3-1 now. Fort Recovery leading Arcanum, and Arcanum goes back to serve. It's going to be Camille Pohl. Carly Stone will dig it out. Passes to Maddie Rammel. Olivia Patch hits it over. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell on the dig to the net. Maddie Rammel sets for Olivia Patch. Pass on a smash. Again, played by Arcanum. And hitting the ball in the middle into the net was Jenna Haney. Point Fort Recovery. Side out now for Lady Indians. And Carly Stone goes back to serve. It's 4-1. Fort Recovery in the lead. Good serve dug out by Arcanum. Back to Fort Recovery. There's Kaya Wendell just free-balling it over. One of the rare times the Indians have free-balled it over tonight. Here's a deep smash, but out of bounds by Arcanum's Audrey Heiser. Welcome to any of you Arcanum listeners who might be listening in on either WPGW-FM or on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Olivia Patch with a block, but it goes out of bounds. Point Arcanum. Serving here is Jenna Haney. Don't forget the Antique Engine and Tractor shows going on at the beautiful Jay County Fairgrounds this week. Quite a show. It'll be going on yet tomorrow and on Saturday. Cassie Martin on the hit. Back to Arcanum. Arcanum plays it. Carly Stone will pass to Maddie Rammel. There's Paige Judy with a smash and a hit. Paige Judy has had a very formidable smash tonight. She has been stroking the ball. Point Fort Recovery, and back to serve is Hannah Kanapke. Coach Chelsea Collig has to be pretty happy with what she sees from her team so far this year. On our way to a 2-0 record, Paige Judy will hit it back to Arcanum. The set and the smash. The set again. Paige Judy on the smash and gets the kill. Maddie Rammel again the assist. Paige Judy with the kill. Here's Hannah Kanapke serving. It's a good serve again. The dig by Arcanum. The hit back over. Carly Stone passes to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets. There's a smash by Garkey, and she hits it out of bounds. Brooke Garkey, too much mustard on that one, goes out of bounds. 7-4, Fort Recovery leads by 3. Arcanum with the serve. Here's Ellie Siculin serving. Smash by Olivia Patch. At the net, and Arcanum can't return it. That was a miss hit there by Arcanum. They should have had... The ball was hit too close to the net, and they couldn't dig it out of there. Point Fort Recovery, 8-4, and here's Kelsey Judy serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set for Arcanum, and nobody took charge. The ball fell right on the floor. Point Fort Recovery, give another service point to Kelsey Judy, who already has a ton tonight.
He's getting close to 20 service points. Can you believe that? Good serve again. Here's the smash and a block by Paige Judy and by Brooke Garkey. And Brooke Garkey gets another block and a point for Fort Recovery. Brooke Garkey with her second block this evening.
I think this is one of the quickest volleyball matches I've ever done. They are just tooling right along here. Here's the dig, and back over to Fort Recovery after the serve by Kelsey Judy. Smash, but into the net goes Paige Judy and point Arcanum. Paige Judy got overzealous there, and her momentum carried her into the net, and she couldn't keep from going into it. Here's the serve. It's good. There's a smash by Paige Judy. Battle at the net, and there's a point for recovery. I think they said, yep, they said that Arcanum was in the net. Eleven to four. Alexis Bupp will go back to serve. Dug out by Arcanum. Here's the smash. Bupp digs it out to Carly Stone, and she hit it out of bounds. Cross-court shot there, and it went out of bounds. That gives the point to Arcanum. It's 11 to 5 now. And then Libero goes back to serve now for Arcanum, Macy Hartman. Good serve. There's a set for Carly Stone and a block by Arcanum, but it's out of bounds. Give Carly Stone the kill on that one. Eleven to five, I believe, is the score. And Kaya Wendell will go back to serve now. Nobody's Fort Recovery's leading here, 11-5, but nobody's been able to go on a big run here as far as servers go. And there's a set and a smash by Cassie Martin. Back over to Alexis Bupp. She set the ding by Carly Stone. Smash and a kill for Arcanum's Camille Pohl. That's at least her fourth kill of the evening. Makes it 13-5 now. Fort Recovery already leads two sets to none. They won 25-9, 25-9. Here's a dink over by Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets the kill. That's her fourth kill of the evening. Maddie Ramble will go back to serve now. Maybe Maddie can get a string going here. Nobody else has been able to get any momentum going on the service end of it for Fort Recovery in this third set. It's a good serve dug out by Arcanum. Here's the set. And the hit by Camille Pohl. Maddie Ramble sets for Cassie Martin. Martin gets blocked. Back to Olivia Patch on the hit. Arcanum back over to Fort Recovery. Ramble sets once again for Carly Stone. And Carly gets the dink kill on that one. Carly Stone. That is her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 kills for her tonight. And this one's hit out of bounds on the serve. Service error. Nobody can get it going tonight. I shouldn't say that. Nobody can get it going in this third set tonight. And there's a kill by Fort Recovery. That makes it 15-7. And Carly Stone. Miss Stone will go back to serve. That's a jump serve. Good one. Arcanum passing to the net. Here's the hit back over by Audrey Heiser. Now smashed by Paige Judy. And Paige Judy gets a kill. 16-7 now. Timeout. Arcanum, we'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery leading in the third set here, 16-7, after winning the first two, 25-9, 25-9.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
And the action back in here, and there's a hit out of bounds by Arcanum, giving a service point to Carly Stone as we resume action here. Carly will serve again. Good serve, dug out by the libero, Macy Hartman. Here's the smash by Arcanum, and there's a good wicked outside hit by Audrey Heiser. Heiser's third kill of the evening. No. Take that back. They said it was out of bounds. Give the point to Carly Stone. Carly serves again. Battle at the net. They're going to give the point to Arcanum. So take that kill I gave you a moment ago away from Audrey Heiser. Back to serve now. Jenna Haney for Arcanum. They trail 18-8. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Paige Judy. Boy, Paige, a wicked hit. Arcanum able to get it back over, though. Here's a smash and a kill by Cassie Martin. Lady Indians hitting with a lot of confidence here this evening. Now 19-8. Just 5 points away from a three-set sweep here against Arcanum this evening. Next serve by Hannah Kanapke. Ace serve by Hannah. That's her first ace of the evening. It's 20-8 now. Another ace serve. This one was just playing a little short of the Arcanum player. They couldn't get there. Hannah Kanapke with another ace serve. Makes it 21-8 now. And it's dug out by Arcanum, and they can't get to it again. I'm going to give her another ace serve. Three in a row by Hannah Kanapke. It's 22-8 now, Fort Recovery, with a huge lead here in the third set. Marching to victory tonight. Hannah Kanapke serves again. To the net it goes, a battle. And let's give Paige Judy a kill on that one. Paige was able to dink it back over, and they couldn't handle it. Another service point for Hannah Kanapke. And it's 23-8. Hannah will serve again. It's dug out by the Lady Trojans. The hit back over, and there's a kill for Arcanum. Ashlyn Farmer gets the kill for the Arcanum Lady Trojans. 23-9. Paige Judy. Oh, what a save. What a save there by Fort Recovery's Brooke Collig. Here's a smash by Arcanum into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Wow, what a save that was by Brooke Collig. I thought there was no way anybody could get to that. 24-9. Kelsey Judy comes back to maybe serve the match point here. Well, she is serving the match point. Can we get it? And it's dug out. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Smashed by Paige Judy, and there's the kill. 25-9. Paige Judy gets the kill. And they win all three sets by identical scores. 25-9, 25-9, 25-9. Fort Recovery Lady Indians win tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. Too hot to cook?
I want to remind our listeners that Rockin' with Rocker will be coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. It's a replay from Tuesday. There's a lot of things going on with Rockin' with Rocker tonight. That starts at 8 o'clock.
$2.69 a sandwich.
Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio.
Don't forget, in August,
Rockin' with Rocker coming up at 8.
For children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Appreciate all the sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast. Let's run down our unofficial stats, and they are unofficial, I will tell you that. Alexis Bupp tonight had 5 service points, including 1 ace. Paige Judy had 10 kills tonight. Boy, she was on with her hitting tonight. Paige Judy with 10 big kills. Paige Fortkamp had 2 kills. Brooke Garkey had 3 kills and 2 blocks. Kaya Wendell had 2 service points, including 1 ace. Maddie Rammel ended up with 2, 4, 5 service points, including 3 aces. She also had 2 kills. Cassie Martin with 5 kills this evening and a block. Anna Kanapke ended up with 5 service points, including 3 aces. Kelsey Judy, what a night serving for her. How many did she end up with? 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 service points. And of those 17, ended up with 4 aces on the night. Carly Stone also had another usual night, but not from their kills standpoint. Unofficially, I have Carly with 6 kills tonight. In the service point category, she ended up with 5, 7, and 9 service points for Carly Stone. And in those 9, she had 2 aces of the 9. And Olivia Patch, she had 2 kills on the night as well. So those were your unofficial stats for the match tonight. Again, Fort Recovery wins the JV match tonight 25-13, 25-17. And Fort Recovery wins the varsity match 25-9, 25-9, 25-9. Both teams are now 2-0 on the campaign. Again, our next broadcast here on the radio will be Jay County next Tuesday. Fort Recovery at Jay County next Tuesday night. Join us for the broadcast here on WPGW-FM and FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's going to wrap up our broadcast from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Now stay tuned on the radio station, WPGW, as we'll bring you the Reds and the Cubs in Major League Baseball this evening.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.